It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 41. I'm eating an apple, and I don't know about you guys, but I definitely get a little scared that if I eat one of the apple seeds, I'm going to die. And I know that that's irrational, but I mean, apple seeds are poisonous, or at least I hope they still are, and that wasn't just like something that was put into my brain growing up. Because if not, I'm going to sound real stupid on this podcast. And guess what? I'm not even going to cut this out or look it up. Anyhow, you can just listen to me be a dumbass. But so yeah, I just get a little scared when I eat apples, but I love apples. So if you are like me, please let me know so I'm not the only crazy one out there. And it's okay if I am. It's fine. But anyhow, hi, welcome to the episode. We are going to learn about a piece of paranormal equipment. So here we go. Maybe the ghosts like apples too. I don't know. Well, we can try it. Maybe you can use an apple as ghost hunting equipment. I don't know. Here we go. It's
lesson time.
Your paranormal equipment lesson today is dowsing rods. Everything on this earth emits energy, and dowsing rods have been used for millennia by people trying to tap into energy emitted by certain objects. People would look for water using a Y-shaped stick with the eye of the stick pointing in the direction they were walking. As they walked, the tip of the stick would start pointing down to a spot where the energy was the strongest, and that is where they would dig. Today's dowsing rods are L-shaped, but the premise is just the same, locating a strong energy field. So here's how you use dowsing rods. As the dowser, stand still, legs slightly apart, and with your arms held close to your sides, holding your rods out in front of you. Don't tense up, be relaxed as possible. Try to keep the session short. You will tire faster if you are tense. Close your eyes and take a few slow, deep breaths. Clear your mind. Just think of the questions and not what you think the answers may be. Now calibrate your rods by establishing yes and no responses. Once that is done, you can start searching for a spirit. Watch your rods. As you walk around and come upon a spirit, you will notice your rods moving in the form of an X. This is the spot where a spirit's energy may be the strongest. Drop one rod and ask permission to talk to them. If it's okay, your rod should react to your yes-no position. If not, try other questions or another location. Once you locate a willing conversant, ask permission again and introduce yourself. Continue asking your questions according to your responses. Your rods may suddenly react differently to what you expect. Ask the spirit if they are trying to tell you something or lead you somewhere. Try to interpret what they are telling you. Follow in the direction the rods are leading you to. If you feel you are lost or that the spirit has moved, stop and try reconnecting again. You may come across the same spirit or even a new one. I'm just going to become the spokeswoman for paranormal equipment. This came from theothersidetv.ca. It's not a paranormal equipment website. Yeah, I think that's what my new job's going to be, is just to, you know, talk about paranormal equipment and sell it. Anyhow, I hope you learned something about dowsing rods. I knew a little bit about them, but now I feel like I even learned something and I kind of want to give them a try, but I don't know. What about you? Have you used dowsing rods before? Let me know. And we're going to move on to stories. This story briefly mentions suicide. It doesn't go into detail, but for those of you who'd like to skip over, you can skip ahead to 10:13.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
This happened 9 years ago during my husband's deployment. We lived in military housing. It was just me and my 19-month-old son in the house. My aunt and I were very close. She died of ovarian cancer 2 months before my son was born. I stayed with her through hospice care. She tried really hard to stay alive until his birth. I'm glad she at least got to feel him kick and move around. That day was normal. I spent a couple hours chatting with a childhood friend and went to bed like normal. I got woken up at 3 a.m. to every door on the second floor slamming open at once. The force they slammed open put holes in the wall. I nearly pissed myself. I sat up and froze, trying to process what just happened. Silence. Then I heard my aunt's voice, baby talking and cooing to my son from his room. My son is responding to each time I hear her voice. He's squealing, giggling, baby belly laughing, and shaking the crib. So I hear her, my son responds. Hear her again, my son responds, and so on. This went on a couple of minutes. I started bawling my eyes out because I've missed hearing her voice so much. I get up and start walking to my son's room. They are still continuing until I enter the room. Her voice stops. My son is all happy and riled up. I took him and we went to sleep downstairs. I was too freaked out to stay up there. I spent the rest of the deployment sleeping on the couch. The next day, my nerves were shot. I tried contacting my friend, but didn't hear from him. I tried contacting my uncle to see how he was doing. Didn't hear from him either. I called my cousin and found out my uncle killed himself because he didn't want to live without my aunt anymore. The childhood friend I was talking about also committed suicide that night too. He was talking to all of his loved ones before he took his life. He didn't sound depressed or off. It was just the usual banter about the outdoors and science fiction. He was always the strong, happy one in the group. I'm still dealing with survivor's guilt. I patched the holes in the walls, and that never happened again with the doors. I don't drink or do drugs. I've been in therapy and have anxiety and depression, but nothing that causes delusions like that. I'm not into the New Age spiritual stuff, so this was very strange for me. That was the worst week of my life so far. I lost 2 loved ones in the same night from suicide. This experience was the weirdest paranormal experience I've ever encountered. Yeah, that's definitely rough. And that really makes my heart ache for this person. But I find it really interesting that the aunt who passed away was talking to her son, and all of the doors and everything were also slammed open the same night that her uncle and her friend took their lives. It's almost as if her aunt was there to maybe comfort, because maybe she knew what was going on. But I I don't know. What do you guys think? Have you had an experience like this before? And the fact that the freaking doors put holes in the walls, that's really rude, honestly. That's really rude. But anyhow, let's move on to the next story.
This comes from FLEFFIXA on Reddit.
Every night, I have trouble sleeping. It's either because I'm super paranoid, or because something is actually watching me. I had multiple experiences where markings would appear on my wall, handprints, writings, and one where I saw and heard something like a figure crawl under my bed. And the next morning, I literally had water under my bed. This time, I kept feeling like I'm being watched. And I also kept hearing sounds like talking, but it's really muttered. I saw figures in the corner of my eyes, but I thought it was best to ignore it and pray it off. Now it's gotten deliberately worse. As I wake up every night at 4:51 a.m. Every night. Same minute, same hour. I don't have any health problems. My sleep routine is okay. But the fact that I wake up at the same time and I feel like I'm being watched by someone really freaks me out. Not to mention, I sometimes feel like something is touching me. I genuinely don't know if I'm overreacting or if I'm just being paranoid. Does anyone know what this is or could mean? Personally, I'm just like, it's not between 3 to 4, which is the witching hour, whether it's morning or afternoon, but still that thing that's crawling under the bed, leaving water and handprints and writings on the wall? No, thank you. No. It sounds like a horror movie to me. And the fact that you're living in a horror movie is just freaky in itself. Does anybody have any idea what this could be? Seriously, because it's so disgusting. I really hate it. And also, have you had an experience like this? But anyhow, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.